Two police officers in Milwaukee were charged with misconduct last week related to the overdose death of a man in their custody. It's Monday, February 27th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Evan Casey has a short story about a Ukrainian refugee who is now living in Wisconsin 1 year after the Russian invasion. And we've got the details on a bill that would eliminate out-of-pocket costs for supplemental breast cancer screenings for some Wisconsin patients. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Two Milwaukee police officers have been charged with misconduct related to the overdose death of a man in their custody. Officers Donald Krieger and Mario Lopez each face felony charges. Krieger is charged with abuse of a person held in custody. Lopez is charged with misconduct in public office. 20-year-old Keyshawn Thomas died last February after he was arrested during a traffic stop. A criminal complaint filed Friday says Thomas told police that he had swallowed drugs before his arrest. He was visibly ill and throwing up. The complaint says Krieger told Thomas he was calling an ambulance, but instead he put Thomas in the holding cell where he later died. The complaint accuses the officers of failing to do required wellness checks and falsifying documents. Last week marked the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Evan Casey has a story about a Ukrainian refugee who is now living in Wisconsin.
Oleh Yazbenko is from Kiev, but he's now living in a cottage in Sturgeon Bay with his wife and two children. He started a new life in America after fleeing Ukraine 3 months ago. Since living in Wisconsin, he's had the chance to meet people who have donated money to relief efforts in Ukraine. That support and other gestures of kindness mean the world to him.
I'm right now in the USA, and I feel and I see and I hear the support of American people every day, you know? I met a lot of people here who supported Ukrainian people.
About 30,000 civilian Ukrainians have been killed in the conflict so far. 100,000 have been killed or wounded in action. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Out-of-pocket costs for supplemental breast cancer screenings would be eliminated for high-risk Wisconsin patients under a new bill. Introduced last week, the bill would require health insurance companies to cover additional screenings and diagnostic exams using ultrasounds and MRIs. The bill's co-author, State Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, spoke about its importance at a press conference broadcast by Wisconsin Eye.
This bill is looking at the idea that under no circumstance, when somebody is screened for cancer, that cancer will slip through undetected and lives will be affected.
Some 40% of women have dense breast tissue, making mammograms less effective. In 2023 alone, an estimated 5,400 people will be diagnosed with breast cancer in Wisconsin. If passed, the bill would help with early cancer detection and treatment. Wisconsin is home to hundreds of new companies that sprouted up during the pandemic, and now the state is getting a boost in federal funding to support those startups and small businesses. Gabby Vinnick reports.
Wisconsin will get nearly $80 million under the federal State Small Business Credit Initiative. The majority of that money will go to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The group is using $50 million to launch a new fund that would connect small businesses and private investors. Aaron Hager is the agency's vice president of entrepreneurship and innovation.
It's well documented that growth capital and venture capital is becoming increasingly aggregated on the coasts. But we also hear from people on a national scale that the ideas in Wisconsin are as strong as anywhere that they see.
Wisconsin has directed more funds from the American Rescue Plan Act to economic development than any other state. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
In 1965, Milwaukee activist Juanita Adams was arrested after protesting the construction of a segregated school in the city. She's now getting a street sign in her honor next to the building she protested the construction of. When Adams was arrested, she was pregnant with her daughter, Jacinta Adams. Jacinta has served as a special education teacher for Milwaukee Public Schools for nearly 30 years. Looking back, she says she's proud of her mother for doing the right thing.
You know, it made me feel proud, like, you know, just standing up for what's right. Because during that time, what they were doing just was not right.
Adams died in 2016, but left behind a long history of civil rights activism. She was also a founding member of the Milwaukee chapter of the Congress of Racial Equity. And finally, today in Wisconsin history, on this date in 1904, Wisconsin's state capitol was destroyed by a fire. Construction of the current capitol building, which you can now visit in Madison, began 2 years later. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning, and you can always find more news anytime at WPR.org. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.